Hey ladies, it's Simone from Thick and Fit here. Wanted to test out podcasting and put it on the blog. So basically, one of the things that I've been talking about lately with a lot of my girlfriends and even people I've encountered on the street are relationships. You know, the ideal American dream is go to school, find a man, be happy, and then get married. But as African-American women, we actually have the lowest statistic of getting married. I think, in fact, it's something like 40% of women 40 and over have never been married. That's alarming statistics. And I don't know about y'all, but frankly, I get sick and tired of hearing about African-American women and their relationships. You know, you hear it in the media, you hear it from your family, you hear it from your friends, you hear it everywhere you go. And me and a couple of girlfriends were talking several weeks ago just about black men and how their desire for African-American women seems to be dwindling. You know, you have your power couples like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and you have Jay-Z and Beyonce, and people are starting to get married. You know, Michelle and Barack, I love them. They're my absolute favorite. But at the same time, you know, we still have all this negative imagery being shown, you know, video vixens and people getting famous, basically hoeing, pardon my French, but people, you know, like Kat Stacks, Amber Rose, you know, these Rosa DaCosta, whatever her name is. I don't really know her name is. You know who I'm talking about, though. But women, especially minority women, are getting famous for their features, their body. And so what does that say to the men? It's saying, oh, I need a girl that's bad. But, you know, at the same time, there are genuine African-American women who are positive, who look good, because, you know, that's always a positive thing. And men always look a lady that looks pleasing and appealing. But, you know, there are a lot of great women out there. I've met so many of them. I went to Howard University. So I do know, you know, there's more than just, you know, there's more than just a handful, because that's often a common cop-out. But back to what I was saying, basically, I just wanted to touch on relationships, because so many times we see relationships among people of all ethnicities fail, but I'm going to focus on African-Americans. I'm going to take it back to Chris Brown and Rihanna. We all know what happened with them. Well, we all heard what happened. We don't really know the facts and the details and everything. But, you know, that relationship didn't last because of abuse. But it wasn't just, I don't think it was just a physical abuse of the relationship. There's obviously some emotional and, you know, mental abuse going on, whether it was on Rihanna's part or Chris Brown's part. So, I mean, it just wasn't a solid relationship. But even now, after the relationship, was it been a year or two after, you know, the famous fight they had? You can still hear it in their music. I was listening to Chris Brown track today off his Fame, and you could tell he was talking about Rihanna, how he still loves her. And it's just like those unhealthy factors in the relationship. And then I'm going to, you know, speak on another relationship. Eva Marcel and Lance Gross, they were in a relationship for the longest. Bawa Angela Simmons were in a relationship. You know, we have all these relationships of African-American people in, you know, the media, and they're failing. And at the same time, African-Americans in everyday life, like you and me, our relationships are failing as well. And I wanted to take a key look. And I was watching Love & Hip Hop, Don't Judge Me, because I like my reality TV. You know, I get down with Love & Hip Hop, I get down with Basketball Wives, Don't Judge Me, it's entertainment. But who was on the show? Chrissy, with Jim Jones, 8 years. Emily, with Fabulous, who doesn't even, you know, claim her. I think it's something like 10 years. I don't know, 6 to 10 years, somewhere in that radius. But that's a long time to be with a dude. You know, that's a very long time. You give your love, your emotion, you commit everything in the relationship. And yeah, you know, no relationship is perfect. Everybody has their flaws. But for these women to be putting so much time and energy into a relationship, it's ridiculous to me that, you know, your man hasn't married you. And I don't hear any excuse. I hear the excuse, I'm not ready to get married. Our relationship is good as it is. Marriage will ruin it. All this, that, and the other. You know, honestly, I think that's just a cop-out. It has to be. Because there ain't no way in the world I'm gonna be with a man for 8 years. He doesn't even claim me. Like, people not knowing that we're together. That's just inconceivable to me. So, But yeah, it's been an issue, like, for the longest. But this keeps coming up and coming up and coming up. So I felt the need to speak on it and, you know, see what everybody else is thinking out there. Because I know I'm not just the crazy one thinking, like, oh, what's going on in the world? Why are African-American women, men, stuck in these long-term relationships that are going nowhere? You know what I'm saying? Like, after every phase in your life, it's natural to advance. I wrote a post on this. You know, you advance in every phase, your academic phase, your intelligence, you know, even in the workplace. You don't want to stay the administrative assistant. No, you want to advance. So in your relationship, it's natural to advance, you know, whether it be you go from, you know, just talking or just being friends or just talking to dating to, you know, officially putting it on your Facebook in a relationship and tagging the brother. And then, you know, after that, whether it be, you know, exclusive, because some couples aren't exclusives, don't lie. And then, you know, I don't know what the proper time is. Everybody's different. But I definitely know that after, you know, eight years of being with somebody, you know or you don't, you know. And it's like, come on, ladies, what is going on? Why are you holding on to him? And I know the feeling because I have a boyfriend myself. And, you know, I can honestly say if I want to marry him, but I do know I've been with him for a little more over a year. And it's kind of like I had to assess myself, like, what's going on with our relationship? Do I want to be with him still? Do I not? Do I want to keep it casual? Like, we have a good time. I love him to death. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? I'm a woman. I do want to get married eventually. I don't have a specific age. Like, I'm 23 now. I'm not like, oh, I need to be married by 26 and have kids by 28. So, you know, I can still be a young, fabulous mother. No. It's nothing like that. But, you know, I am feeling like, you know, it's the next part of a relationship, whether that be, I don't know what that would be, but, you know, it's just a very, very delicate subject, and it's occurring in a lot of people's lives. A lot of my friends, like I said, even a lot of people meet it, like I pointed out, Chrissy, Emily, the ladies on Love and Hip Hop. So I want to know, why are we holding on to our men? Is it because we feel like we've invested in it, so we want to see our payoff? You know what I'm saying? Like, you invest in something, you want to see it given back to you. Or is it because we're scared to let go? Is it because we feel that, you know, we're entitled to it? What's going on? I'm not even sure. But regardless of what it really is, I know that I don't think it's healthy, you know? Even in my situation, it's not, you know, healthy. I don't want to be holding on to a fantasy or in a relationship because I think it might go somewhere, you know, just because of fear or insecurities or things like that. So what I'll propose to us Black women is, you know, I'll challenge everybody out there. I just want to challenge everybody to, you know, really assess your relationship. Is it a healthy one? Are you happy too? Do you want it to go where? Do you want it to go anywhere and it's not going anywhere? If you don't want to go anywhere and just keep it how it is, that's cool. But if you're like, you know what, I've been with this dude for 6 years. I've expressed to him that I want to get married to him eventually, and he straight up is like dogging me, then you know what I'm saying? I think it's, you know what you have to do, and it's hard, but I do have a song for you that, you know, will help in this your time of need. No, but for real, there's a really great Adele song called Someone Like You, and I actually peeped the joint when I was listening to, when I was watching Grey's Anatomy, so I heard Adele 21 album, but this song really stood out to me. It's called Someone Like You. So I'm going to play the track for you all, and then I'm out, because I know you don't want to listen to my voice all day. All right, here goes Adele, Someone Like You.
Found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave the things I didn't give to you. Oh, good friend, why are you so shy? It ain't like hold back or hide from life. I hate
to turn out out of the blue, uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. Sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Yeah. You know how the time flies on me. Yesterday was the time of our lives. We were and with in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn out out of the blue, uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over yet. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes and memories made. Who would have known how bitter you see this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I'll wish nothing but the best.
All right, again, that was Adele, Someone Like You from her 21 album. And that's really, I feel like it's a good track. I feel like, yo, I'm down with this dude. It's a really emotive, hold on. It's a YouTube version. It's a really motivational track. And it really helps you. I feel like it will really help a woman, you know, empower a woman to say, you know what, never mind. I'm done with you. Because you know what? No matter how great you think your man is, don't judge me. No matter how good you think your man is, if he is not the one for you, don't stick with him. Because you will find somebody like him. You will find somebody better than him. But thank you so much for listening. This has been Simone B for Thick and Fit, talking about why women wait. So stay tuned for my next podcast. Who knows when it's going to be, because it's my new thing. But please stay tuned for the next podcast. Thank you so much, ladies.